On Saturday was a special meeting, a ceremony that is known as the consistory. This is when cardinals meet. So cardinals this time were meeting for Pope Francis to make or create, that's the word used, to create new cardinals, the 21 cardinals that he appointed recently. And after that, then they are known as cardinals. They are his closest advisors. Some of them work in the dicastery. Some of them work in the various areas where they live around the world. I think one of the most interesting features since Pope Francis became Pope is that he has tried as much as possible. He appoints cardinals from a wide range of the geographical range of the world. And that has made the universality of the church much more vivid. Sometimes these cardinals are not very well known, but the fact that he appoints them, they don't come from very big cities or big regions, that the church should be very universal in its outlook. Among those 21 cardinals appointed were also a cardinal from South Sudan, Stephen Ameyo, Archbishop Stephen Ameyo, now Cardinal Stephen Ameyo. And also we have the Archbishop of Cape Town, Stephen Breslin, as well as another Archbishop from Tanzania. This is Rugambwa. Cardinal Rugambwa has been working in the dicasteries of the Vatican for quite some time now, until recently when he was appointed to go to Tanzania.
Talk to us a little about the new South Sudan cardinal.
Even in Africa, the kind of appointments, we have a relatively young bishop of South Sudan from a relatively young nation, South Sudan, independent only in 2011. And unfortunately, after 2011, there was that war, the civil war that occurred, the conflict. They are trying to make a peace. Now the political actors have come together. And we've seen that over the years, Pope Francis, the Church, the Vatican has been encouraging this peace process in South Sudan. The Holy Father also visited South Sudan towards the beginning of this year, if I'm not mistaken. It was all part of encouraging this peace process. So I think the appointment, particularly of the cardinal in South Sudan in Juba, the Archbishop of Juba, Stephen Ameyo, is to encourage this peace process. We saw how he conducted himself when the Holy Father visited South Sudan. That made him much more visible, and they did exceptionally well, given the circumstances that this is a country that has been at war for a very, very long time. There is hardly any infrastructure in South Sudan, but they still did well.
Father, lastly, you know, Pope Francis has selected 21 new cardinals to help reform the Catholic Church, leaning heavily on diversity, like you said, just days ahead of a meeting where he's supposed to outline plans for future to discuss controversial issues such as LGBTQ plus followers, women's roles in the church, and celibacy.
Well, these 21 cardinals actually become part of a larger college of other cardinals who are already there. So what is happening this week for the whole month of October, there will be a meeting where that is known as a synod. This synod meeting is usually for bishops, but Pope Francis again has widened it a bit and called different participants from around the world. So it's not only cardinals that are meeting. Almost, I think, close to 400 persons, if I'm not mistaken, will be meeting for the whole month of October. And it's not to reform the church, but what they're trying to do is they are trying to listen to the needs of the church today. What kind of a church do people want? What kind of the church is the Holy Spirit asking for us to become? And he has already, the Pope, Pope Francis, has emphasized that he wants this body, this process, this one-month process, to be a listening process. And apart from those topics you've outlined, there also everything is on the table for discussion. This process actually began months before. The same process of discussion has been happening in the dioceses, in the country at continental level, and now they are meeting on a world stage. This is the synod meeting that will be happening here in the Vatican for the month of October.